When Lisa Madigan announced last year she wasn't seeking another term as Illinois Attorney General, dozens of Democrats announced they might be interested in running. On the Republican side, Erica Harold was and remains the frontrunner for the nomination. The Harvard Law School graduate is making her second run for office following a primary loss to Congressman Rodney Davis in 2014. Harold still lives in her hometown, Champaign-Urbana, and is perhaps best known as the 2003 Miss America. In a wide-ranging conversation with GLT's Ryan Denham, Harold says one of the main reasons she wants to be Attorney General is to see the office strike a less partisan tone.
I think that the office has been used in ways that have been partisan and that undermine respect that people have for the office itself. I also feel that we need an Attorney General who's focused on simply enforcing the law and not picking sides and winners and losers. Finally, I want to be an advocate for all of the interests of Illinoisans, regardless of their political background. And my experience as an attorney and as an advocate taking on tough issues, I think uniquely situates me to be the best advocate for Illinoisans.
So the current Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, is not running for re-election. She's probably most known by voters for her work on consumer advocacy, those types of things, maybe a few other things. So I want to ask, what direction would you take the office? What would an Attorney General's office under your control look like?
I think Attorney General Madigan has done a good job of focusing on consumer protection issues. But I think that the office's focus needs to expand to address issues such as public corruption. I announced my candidacy back in August, and I've done probably more than 150 events with voters throughout Illinois. And public corruption routinely comes up time and time again. And by public corruption, I'm not talking about using the office as a way to punish political opponents. It's making sure that people don't have to have political connections if they're applying for a job or their organization is applying for a grant. And so public corruption is something that has a real economic impact on Illinoisans and undermines people's respect for government itself.
You're a Republican, and Democrats hold a majority in both chambers of the General Assembly. There may be a Democratic governor potentially. It strikes me as a really difficult thing to do to kind of balance the politics of that, especially as a first-time elected official pursuing public corruption cases, even if you're not pursuing politicians, you know, going after, you know, organizations' interests that they may have.
There are a couple of ways that you can use the office to address public corruption. One is making sure that FOIA and the Open Meetings Act, both of which the Attorney General has opportunity to enforce compliance, making sure that that public bodies comply with those laws is one way in which you can empower the media and watchdog groups and citizens to make sure that their government is as transparent and accountable as possible. Because the role of addressing public corruption isn't just about the Attorney General. It's about citizens, it's about the media, it's about watchdog groups. It's also about partnering with state's attorneys. The Attorney General has concurrent jurisdiction with state's attorneys on a wide variety of issues. And so in order to use those offices' resources in a very effective and streamlined manner, I think there needs to be greater collaboration. But the Attorney General also needs additional tools such as the ability to issue more subpoenas, the ability to convene more statewide grand juries, in order to fully be able to address the issue of public corruption.
So one specific issue I wanted to address with you would be marijuana. So many states have decriminalized marijuana to varying degrees. Some have legalized it outright. Illinois has medical marijuana already. Do you think that marijuana should be fully legalized in Illinois or something close to it?
I think legalization is inevitable in Illinois. And as a result, I think that we need to take steps to bring all the stakeholders to the table to make sure that we can assess fully what that would look like in Illinois and make sure that we have regulations in place that it's regulated well for safe adult use. And there are obviously a lot of complexities that have to be taken into consideration because it is still illegal at the federal level. And so each state that chooses to move towards the path to legalization has to figure out exactly how to address that in light of the federal government's priorities. And we know that Attorney General Jeff Sessions rescinded the Cole memo, which had previously said that the U.S. attorneys weren't going to be focusing their resources on marijuana issues, and that has been rescinded. So that's an issue that has to be addressed. But I do think that our resources as a state are much better focused on the opioid epidemic, which I think is far more destructive, and that's where our resources need to be focused.
Erica, you went to Harvard Law School. You now work at Meyer Capel, one of Champaign County's largest law firms, which has a location here in Bloomington. As a younger person, how and when did you realize you wanted to be a lawyer?
I knew that I wanted to pursue law as a career probably when I was in high school. When I was in the ninth grade, I was the victim of severe and pervasive racial and sexual harassment. It escalated to death threats, and I ultimately had to leave my high school. And that was a time in my life in which I felt very marginalized and powerless. And I decided that I wanted to try to become an attorney because I wanted to acquire the skills, not only to be able to stand up for myself, but to be able to stand up for other people as well.
What kind of cases do you handle now for your firm?
My area of focus is complex commercial litigation, so I handle large business litigation. I negotiate a lot of settlements on behalf of my clients. I'm able to represent them in court and be able to achieve good results for them. I also represent clients in cases involving large estates and trusts. And that's a particular interest with respect to the Attorney General's office because the Charitable Act is under the Attorney General's purview. And so being able to be cognizant of some of the issues that charities in Illinois face is something that will be a great asset. I also focus on constitutional matters, particularly as it relates to the First Amendment. And being in a position to be able to help interpret the Constitution is important because different state bodies and members of the General Assembly can seek advisory opinions from the Attorney General's office as to how a particular provision of the Constitution might apply to a particular case or piece of legislation.
So you're 37 years old now, I believe. That's about the same age as Lisa Madigan was when she became an Illinois Attorney General. Your opponent in the Republican primary, Gary Grasso, a DuPage County board member, a former mayor up in Burr Ridge, he says he's got more experience as a litigator than you do. He graduated from law school back in the 70s. He says that separates the two of you as candidates in this race. What would be your response to that?
We both have litigation experience, certainly, but the job of Attorney General is about judgment and leadership. And what I would bring to this office is innovative ideas for moving Illinois' legal system forward. Because in addition to my litigation experience, for the past decade, I've served on the National Board of Directors of a group called Prison Fellowship. They do prison ministry throughout the country, but they also advocate for bipartisan criminal justice reform measures. And they've been one of the leaders in developing the bipartisan consensus on these issues. So that focuses on anything from sentencing reform, civil asset forfeiture laws, bail bond reform, and those are reforms that I would like to see in our state as well. I'm also a leader in the Illinois legal community. The Illinois Supreme Court appointed me to serve as a commissioner on the Illinois Supreme Court Commission on Professionalism, and they also appointed me to serve on the Illinois Supreme Court Committee on Equality. And in both of those roles, my job is to help assess any disparities and inequities that might exist within Illinois' legal system, and to help offer recommendations for how to reform that. So what I would bring is not only litigation experience, but also leadership within the Illinois legal community and policy experience that is very relevant to where Illinois needs to go moving forward.
Sometimes when you've never held elected office before, it helps voters imagine what kind of office holder you would be by looking at the politicians that you admire personally. I'd like to ask, who are the elected officials, past or present, that you look up to personally, that you'd want to model yourself off of in some way if you were to become elected?
Probably the person in political life whom I most admire isn't somebody who's elected, but Dr. Condoleezza Rice. And one of the reasons why I particularly admire her is she's somebody who's thought to find consensus. And that's important in the office of Attorney General because in a state as diverse as Illinois, you are looking for ways to build consensus in the purpose in furthering different reforms. And she's somebody who I think found different ways of molding consensus on very difficult topics and difficult issues and was able to bring people together. And she's somebody for whom I have deep admiration.
A lot of folks who may be hearing this may remember you from your run for Congress back in 2014. That was back when Rodney Davis was still relatively new to his job. You lost to him in that Republican primary in the 13th District here, which includes parts of Bloomington Normal. Looking back, what did you learn about politics, about campaigning, and about yourself during the course of that race?
There were a couple of things I learned. First of all, I learned that it's really important to compete in politics in a fair way. And one of the things that made me feel good about running this time is that Congressman Davis was, I believe, the first elected official to come out and publicly support my candidacy. And the fact that we were able to move on from a primary and to be able to move forward in furtherance of things that we both care about is something that was very important to me. And it meant a great deal to me on a personal level that even though we were in a primary against each other a couple years ago, that he was willing to be a public supporter of my campaign. And so first and foremost, I learned how important it is to conduct yourself in a way that's respectful and dignified. You can have disagreements with your opponents, but you need to conduct yourself in a way that's respectful and that's worthy of the office that you're speaking. The second thing that I learned is that people want you to fight for them. And oftentimes in politics, campaigns can devolve into pettiness and debates about things that don't really matter to voters. And ultimately, people are looking for someone who's willing to fight vigorously for them. And running for attorney general, that is the job, to be the chief advocate for the people of our state and to make the case that you are uniquely situated to be the best advocate for them. And so as I'm traveling throughout the state, I'm trying to make the case that my background, my life experience, makes me the right kind of person to move things forward in a state that's politically fractured.
And while Illinois is, you know, considered a blue state, I think about 12 of the last 20 attorneys general have been Republicans. Lisa Madigan's predecessor, Jim Ryan, was being the last one. You've got the chance to add another Republican to the list of statewide office holders here in Illinois. And so as a Republican, I want to ask, how would you kind of characterize the state of the Republican Party in Illinois right now? And what do you think your role would be in kind of shaping its future?
I think right now the state of the Illinois Republican Party is people are looking for what are the next ideas that are going to propel our state forward. I think on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, people are focused not just on what they want their party to stand for, but more importantly, what do we want Illinois to look like? Because I think although there's a lot of disagreement about the causes of some of these problems, everyone would agree we are losing too many jobs. We are having too many of our Illinoisans retire outside of the state, and we have to do something to turn our state around because we have incredible colleges and universities, incredible resources, and we should not be ranking at the top of lists of states that are sort of marked by their dysfunction. And so I think both parties are trying to figure out what are the innovative ways that we can turn our state around and better leverage the resources that we have.
And we haven't had many women of color in statewide office here in Illinois. We've had even fewer who are young and who are Republicans. Do you think it's important for Republicans to find and support candidates like you if they want to stay competitive in blue or kind of purplish states?
I think it's important that both parties be willing to look outside of the box for the candidates that they nominate. In this election cycle in particular, people are looking for outsiders. They are looking for people who bring experience that's outside of the political realm, and they are also looking for people whose life experiences resonate with theirs. And when I'm campaigning, I make a point of not just talking about the policies that I would like to advance and the laws that I would like to help enforce, but I want people to know why I care. And I talk about some of the work that I've done to try to prevent violence and bullying among students, because I want people to see what has driven me from an early age and how that might translate into how I would fight for them. And people are excited about seeing different faces and new faces in politics because people are seeing that what we've tried in the past has certainly not worked in our state, and I think it makes them far more receptive to new ideas and new people.
That's Erica Harold, a Republican running for Illinois Attorney General. I'm Ryan Denham.
Harold's opponent in the Republican primary is Gary Grasso, a DuPage County board member and former mayor of Burr Ridge. The primary is March 20th. You can find more election news on GLT's Facebook group. Just search for Election 2018 in McLean County.